Okay. Again, welcome everyone to the Chen Rezig Tibetan Buddhist Center live Zoom of Nanjiao Kenser Geshe Wandok Lapsang Tenzin. Today, Rinpoche will be teaching us a few stanzas of The Source of All My Good. I've already completed prostrations before we began recording. So if others who have joined on probably have also made prostrations, out of respect to the teacher. So when we look at the text that we're currently studying, the first stanza is the source of all my good is my kind Lama. And that is because everything that we are able to learn in terms of the path, we require a teacher. We require that information of a teacher explaining it to us. So that's where it begins. So we make prostrations to pay homage to that teacher who gives us the gift of these teachings and whose lineage traces all the way back to Buddha Shakyamuni. So we're not only prostrating and paying homage to our teacher, who is the manifestation of a Buddha, if we practice a guru devotion, but we're also paying homage to the lineage of teachers, then an unbroken lineage that goes back to Buddha Shakyamuni. So without further ado, let's get started. I just made prostration, so I'm not young anymore, I'm finding. So anyway, let's begin with the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. The Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. Thus have I heard, once the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha, Vulture Peak Mountain, together with a great gathering of the Sangha of monks and a great gathering of the Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One entered the Samadhi that expresses the Dharma called profound illumination. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the profound Prajnaparamita, saw in this way. He saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son or daughter of noble family train who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita? Addressed in this way, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita should see in this way, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Form is emptiness, emptiness also is form. Emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. Thus, Shariputra's, all dharmas are emptiness. There are no characteristics. There is no birth and no cessation. There is no impurity, no purity. There is no decrease, no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no dharmas, no eye, dot two, up to no mind, dot two, no dot two of dharmas, no mind consciousness, dot two, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, up to no old age and death, no end of old age and death, no origin, no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and acclaim complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awaken to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, the great mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering, should be known as true. Since there is no deception, the Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way. Te ata om gate gate para gate para sangate bodhisoha. Thus, Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good, good, O son of noble family, thus it is, O son of noble family, thus it is. One should practice the profound Prajnaparamita just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas were to rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly in the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Gala juvene jo dambane. Shiva doji, 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 Shiva doji The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready, shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. I send forth this jewel mandala to you, precious Guru. Yedam Guru Ratna Mandala Gamni Ratayami.
Sanji.
Jodan Zaji Chanamla Sanju Badu Dani Jasuji Nagi Chinye Jibeza Namji Rula Menji Zanji Jubaju. Chodan the year, your nom la, Yonjo Badu, Dani, Yazuji, Nagi, Chinye, Yala, Benji, Sanje, Dubajo. Chodan the year, your nom la, Yonjo Badu, Dani, Yazuji, Nagi, Chinye, Bezanji. Okay. So we left off last week in the source of all my good. 7 or 8 stanzas in. So we'll just quickly go over, we'll read it up to where we are. The source of all my good is my kind Lama, my Lord. Bless me first to see that taking myself to him or her in the proper way is the very root of the path, and grant me then to serve and follow him or her with all my strength and reverence. So here we have guru devotion. We have the reliance upon a spiritual teacher, and we find all of the points that are made in the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment in regards to the qualifications of a spiritual teacher. Bless me first to see, realize the excellent life of leisure I found just this once. It's ever so hard to find and ever so valuable. Grant me then to wish and never stop to wish that I could take its essence night and day. So here we recognize the life of leisure and opportunity that we have, and we look at the value that we have within it, the 8 leisures and the 10 opportunities. And then when we recognize the value of the life that we currently possess and its rarity, we wish that we could take its essence night and day. So how do we take its essence night and day? Well, we read on to find that we start to begin to have knowledge about what that would mean and what that would look like. My body and the life in it are fleeting as the bubbles in the sea froth of a wave. Bless me first thus to recall the death that will destroy me soon. And after I find sure knowledge that after I've died. So here it's saying that after I get this knowledge that I'm definitely going to die. So we do these meditations on death and impermanence to say that we're definitely going to die. We don't know when it's going to happen and nothing can help us but Dharma. So we have all the supporting factors and meditations in the Lam Rim to show us that. And once we decide we're definitely going to die, we recognize that what happens then? How will the actions that we've engaged in relate to our next experiences? And how do the experiences that we've had already relate to our actions? So here it says, help me find sure knowledge that after I've died, so I know I'm going to die, and after I die, the things that I've done, the white or black, those virtuous things, those white, those non-virtuous things, those black, and what those deeds bring to me follow always close behind as certain as my shadow. So just like the experiences that I've had were caused by previous karma, happiness that I've had was caused by virtue, suffering that I've had was caused by non-virtue. In the future, our experiences will be concordant in the same exact way. So once we realize that karma, we understand karma and its results, and we understand the certainty of karma, and we understand that karma will give rise to a result if it's not purified. And it will usually, as time goes on, give rise to an even greater result than that which was planted. Like they talk about the seed of an oak tree, how big it can become. The Sanje, the Sumpre, the Le, Sana, the Supun, Chun Chun, then Shin, Chembo, Jigare. So the Buddha has stated such that our virtues we plant could be very small and then to rise into a very, very large experience. So once we realize that, we should start modifying our life. So then we start to understand what taking the essence of this life is. It's engaging in virtue so that at this point, we cannot suffer in the future. So we haven't, at this point, become completely advanced. We're still in this small scope. The teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity. They're in common because all of the medium and great scope practitioners have to realize everything that we're talking about. But here it's saying, when we look in the Lam Rim, we find all of these topics actually in the small scope. And it says, grant me then to be ever careful to stop the slightest wrongs of the many wrongs we do and try to carry out instead each and every good of the many that we may. So now I know that non-virtue leads to suffering. Virtue leads to happiness. So I should act accordingly if I would like to be happy in the future. So it's saying, try to carry out all goods and abandon all negativities because we don't like to suffer. So why would we engage in that which gives rise to that what we don't want? It makes no sense. So it's beginning to build a logical basis for engaging in virtuous activity. Bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. So up till now, we're talking about this life and this life's activities and this life of leisure and opportunity and our future lives' happiness. And now we move on to recognizing that the happiness that we think is happiness in this life and in our future lives will just be plagued with the suffering of change, and at least the pervasive compounded suffering. So then what do we wish then? To strive for the happiness of freedom, the desire to definitely emerge. So we actually find in the Lanren Chemo Rinpoche, the Jipu Chongo, Lanren Chemo, the Gunju Demba Dan Dungyel Demba Yire, Dungyel Demba Dan Gunju Demba Yire, then Jipu Din Landen Dan Goden Utsogure Lapa Son. So when we look at the Lam Rim, we even get to the truth of suffering and origin of suffering. In the small scope teachings, we find the 12 links of dependent origination. And then the medium scope starts when we get to the three highest higher trainings, that desire to definitely emerge. So it's saying that once we recognize that no matter where we're born in cyclic existence, there's suffering, may we wish to definitely emerge. May we wish to be emerged from cyclic existence. We see in the Lam Rim ascertaining the nature of the path to enlightenment and the abandonments that are there and the measure of this determination to be free. And then we find in the Lam Rim and the Lamsam Namsam, what is the measure of the renunciation? It's day and night thinking about getting out of cyclic existence. So nothing else, not having a thought about this life or next life, only thinking of getting out of cyclic existence. So here it's saying that once you realize that all lives are plagued with unfortune, that you wish to then emerge. And how do you know if you have that wish? You only wish to do that day and night. Grant me that these pure thoughts may lead me watchful to recall what I should be doing. Grant me then the greatest care to make the vows of morality the essence of my practice. They are the root of Buddhist teaching. So here we learned last week that once you, based on this desire to definitely emerge, this renunciation, may I engage in virtue, because I know I can't be free unless I'm engaged in virtue. So here these sections are about the teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity. And then we move on to the teachings for beings of great capacity, where we left off last week. I have slipped and fallen into the sea of the suffering life. Bless me to see that every living being, everyone my own mother, has fallen into. Grant me then to practice the wish for enlightenment, to take on myself the task of freeing them all. Then Rinpoche. Rani si tso.
Rani si tso longa che jen to. Ajun roa ku jen tanda wa. Tongna roa ju yo ku chi. Shanshu sanshu jo ba shen chi lo. Ta tiri par su gure. Su su ko wa ku wa na ji jen da kanga ku di wa res.
Less so.
Tani yin sun zang. Chan jen tan chi ki tang to. Ju lu san chi ku mu tu ba sha hu yin. Shanshu sanshu la chi ba shu sa chi.
Less so.
Ko ti yin sa.
Less so. Dene mu sen. Okay, so I have slipped and fallen into the sea of the suffering life. So I recognize that I'm plagued by cyclic existence. I have been forced by my throwing and completing karma into the experience that I'm having within cyclic existence. And I will have to have that again and again throughout hell, hungry ghost, animal, human, demigods, and God's existences until I get rid of that which gives rise to cyclic existence, which is my grasping at true establishment ultimately. So once I recognize that I've slipped and fallen in, I then turn my attention to other sentient beings and recognize that they have the same exact situation. And they become attractive to me because at this point we begin to meditate upon the fact that sentient beings are our mothers. We remember their kindness, wish to repay their kindness, love through the force of attraction, great compassion, the extraordinary attitude. And then we develop what it says here, we develop. It says, bless me to see that every living being, everyone my own mother, has fallen into. Those beings who are all my mothers, who have been kind, who I wish to repay the kindness of, who I love and have compassion for, I want to free, but I can't unless I'm a Buddha. So then it says, may I become enlightened for the sake of sentient beings. But then it goes, so here, the bodhisattva who is an aspiring bodhicitta, there are two kinds of bodhicitta, aspiring bodhicitta and engaged bodhicitta. Both aspiring and engaged bodhicitta have this sentiment that one wishes to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. But the aspiring is just this wish to do so, and there isn't an actual action step per se at that point. So then it says, bless me to see clearly that the wish itself is not enough, for if I'm not well-trained in the three moralities, I cannot become a Buddha. Grant me then a fierce resolve to master the bodhisattva vows. So this becomes then engaged bodhicitta.
Sense, huh?
Less so. The name, the Shanchu Sembe Dumba Len Ju Sen.
Ne.
Le Pa Tone Jesse, Jesse Dumba, Jesse.
Shanchu Sembe Dumba. Dumba Dabulu Vashiji Lose.
Okay, so then, so just this wish that I want to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings is not enough. I have to engage in action. So here, in this case, the commentary states that if I'm not well-trained in the three moralities, so the three moralities, previously it talked about the ethics being the root of Buddhist teachings. And now it's saying that if you want to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings, you have to have the individual liberation vow, you have to have the bodhisattva vow and the tantric vow. So here you become an engaged bodhisattva. Grant me then a fierce resolve to master the bodhisattva vows. So the bodhisattva vows are the 18 root and the 46 secondary bodhisattva vows. So then the chishina shloka chitmo
lobihila yoma jin eda ta sun shu te ba ye shine la tong sun de lo ne de jula chao shi lo lobihila yoma shine yada ta lo tong ye jir wa yada ta lo chi ji che ba ye shine la tong sun de lo ne de jula chao shi lo shine ga la tong la de jula chao
Then the they got a low be you lie in wash.
You want to see?
They got it.
Don't you? Ah,
yonder be dun, yonder be dawa, yonder be dun.
Don't you let me be?
Okay, so then we'll do one more stanzas. Grant that I may quickly gain the path where quietude and insight join together, one which quiets my mind from being distracted to wrong objects, the other which analyzes the perfect meaning in the correct way. So here, it's a union of, here it's speaking of a union of calm and abiding and special insight. And it's saying that the analysis of this calm abiding is the emptiness, is the correct view of the nature of reality. So the correct view of the nature of reality is what the insight analyzes, and the quietude is what is united with that insight to allow for this special penetration to take place of the object. So it's saying that when we look at meditation, we look at the two types of meditation. Single-pointed concentration and analysis. Single-pointed concentration is where we fixate on one object and we do not distract from anything object other than that which we are fixed on. So we are not distracted from any other object than emptiness that we are fixed on. And we've eliminated the negativities in meditation of excitedness and dullness. And we've arrived at this clean union of calm abiding and special insight. So the calm abiding and special insight. So this this single pointed concentration allows us to fixate on one subject, and the analysis is the special insight is focused and penetrates that subject of the correct view of emptiness. So we'll stop there. The Becha Chuchen Ton Yinde Demba Madrute
Dende
Yimbiche Dende Yimbi Jutsen the Chu Tamche Tombani
Dende Chuka Sula Truba Dende Truba Madiba Rantiomas.
So when we look at what is the meaning of this emptiness that we're talking about, the correct view, the nature of reality, and what would this book be, for instance? So if we say this book, the subject, this book is empty. Why is it empty? Because it dependently originates. It does not have any inherent existence from its own side, any bookness, until the parts come together, and then it serves as a collection that is an appropriate basis of designation for the name book. But there is no book that is separate, that is inherently existent, separate from this name, this imputation. So these things here are merely basis for imputation that are appropriate to be called book. Why? Because everyone around would say this is a book. The world would concur that this is a book. And it serves the function of a book. I don't know what the definition of book is. Suitable to be shown as book. Lobson Dunye is laughing right now. Book susurua. The teb gitseni. The teb gitseni gare teg susurua. So if anybody has any questions, there's probably a real definition for a book anyway. But if anybody has any questions, let's do them now. And I just want to say thank you, everybody, for your patience in dealing with the Zoom teachings. As we know, the most important thing right now is keeping Rinpoche safe. And then the second most important thing is that if Rinpoche is safe and then we congregate, we may not all be safe. So we just have to make sure that we're protecting Rinpoche. And by protecting each other in that fashion, by not congregating, we're protecting him, because the teachings depend upon the students. The teacher staying in this world depends upon the students requesting and wishing for the teacher to continue teaching. And we can't very well do that if we start dying of COVID or start being hospitalized because we've congregated and thought we were doing something that we should when we shouldn't. So I know there's Losar coming up. There's a point to my conversation. Losar's coming up. There's a lot of occasions coming up where people will gather. But all we saw from the gatherings of Thanksgiving and Christmas were more deaths. So we're Buddhists. We're all about trying to extend life and not take it away. So just please remember that. Rinpoche has been very careful to not get around all of the people that he really wants to be around to stay safe. We haven't had any of our friends in our home for almost a year to stay safe. And so if least we could do for each other is the same level, I don't know, just have the same level of respect and have that same kindness for each other. Okay, that's my speech. All right, let's see. Morning, Kensar Rinpoche, would you please explain briefly the meaning of Iwam? Rinpoche, Iwam. Iwam. Don't go there.
Iwam.
Iwam.
Ijuan, but Miga Womba, Nayomba, Womba. Ijuan was in there.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Iwam, is that, are you talking about the sense powers? Well, we're going to answer it assuming we're talking about the sense powers. Iwambo. Maybe you're talking about something different. I'm not sure. Let me move on and just make sure that's what we're talking about. I'll go to the next questions. And David, if you can do a follow-up and let me know if we're talking about sense powers. Because I said Iwam, you saw the Rinpoche. The Jula. Nijo lana mepi ju, the Iwan, Yurbe. The Dondagare.
Iwan se get da, Iji Shiba Gona tene, Jijiji, Shiba Jila Iwan se get.
Ale. Okay, so yeah, it's the empowering, that which is powering the consciousness to apprehend is the sense power. So there's an eye sense power, nose sense power, ear sense power, tongue sense power, tactile sense power. And those sense powers and mental sense power, and then that mental sense power, and these sense powers are empowering the consciousnesses to apprehend. Okay, Alessandra, thank you for the teachings, especially during these times. Can you speak the difference between the establishment and seeking deeper and broader understanding of all truth? Between true establishment and seeking deeper and broader understanding of all truth. So, Denba Drupa Dang Denba, the Jawa Gare, Denba Drupa, Denba Madrupa, Denba. Denba Madrupa, Denba Yin. Demba Drupa Demba Yin. Garyin.
Demba Madrupa.
Demba Mayin. Demba Madrupa Demba Yin.
Demba Yin. Demba Drupa Mayin.
Demba Madrupa Demba Yin. Demba Drupa Mayin. Then they Demba Madrupa. The Demba Drupa Demba Mayin. Okay, so the relationship between true establishment and the understanding of truth, all truth, is this: the following. So the lack of true establishment is truth, but it is not truly established. Okay? The true establishment is not truth, nor is it truly established. So the meaning is that true establishment is something that is that which, when we look at the Lamrim we just looked at, the wrong, my mind being distracted from wrong objects. The wrong object is the true establishment of phenomena. And the correct object is the understanding of all truth, which is that all phenomena are not truly established, but that fact of not truly established is not truly established. So emptiness is empty. So we'll leave it at that for now. Could Rinpoche please explain the three realms, desire, form, and formless, and could the relationship of the realms in the Buddhist path to enlightenment? Thank you. Yes, one moment. Rinpoche, the dukkan, I had some of the listings here. This isn't my forte, but I had some of the listings here. I can't find them. That's okay. So the three realms of cyclic existence, we refer to the desire realm. So the desire realm is the realm that we're, here we go. The desire, the je dong, the yakanga. Okay, so the desire realm is all of the nyawa yida, the me dang la dan la ji la ma yin the kanga dukan.
Dubila,
yes. The kanga the nyawa yina dukan cha. Okay, so so we're beginning with the desire realm. There are the, we'll begin with the six realms of cyclic existence. We'll talk about how the desire realm relates to the six realms of cyclic existence. All six realms are represented within the desire realm. But there are the Lama Yin, Dupi Dukan Kanga, Lama Yin.
Lama Yin Dukan
Kanga. Okay, so I'm just double checking facts because again, the Abhidharma is not my forte. So going back, so the desire realm is composed of all six realms of cyclic existence are represented, but the God's realm also is represented in the form and formless realm as well. So there is desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. We are the hell realm, hungry ghost, animal, humans and demigods are all within the desire realm. And then there are desire realm gods that are also in the desire realm, which is the same realm we're in. So there are six desire realm gods, the four great royal lineages, the heaven of Sumchu Sasun, the heaven of 33, the land without war, joyous land, controlling one's emanations and controlling others' emanations. So these six realms are six desire realm gods fall into the desire realm. Okay, so we have hell, hungry ghost, animal, human, demigod, and some gods falling into this category of the desire realm. Okay, then is Zukan, Gongja, Zukan, Zumekan.
Zukan, Neri, Jidusuro.
So there are the different concentration levels. Once you get to the form realm, there's Satambo Nipa Sumba Jipa Zukan. Jidun. 17. Then a Zukan, Jidun, Zumekan. So the different concentration levels relate to the form realm. And the formless realms have different names related to them. So the form realm is a concentration, a realm in which it is basically a concentration realm where you're at a level of concentration, but you still have form. The formless realm is the level of concentration where you no longer have form. It's a more subtle level of concentration where there is no form, but you still have this consciousness. And then there are these peak nothinglessness, limitless consciousness, and limitless space. Dene samten tambo nipa somba jepa ngapa. Dene samten sa tambo je zukan yomarebe.
Yomare.
Okay. Dene de jawa irebe.
Ale zumadrawa.
Zukan. Samten tambo nipa somba jepa yomarebe. Then ngapa lena zume kam yomarebe.
Sa zume kam.
Samten ngapa.
Zume kam da ngasu taba yoyejire.
So Rinpoche is saying that in the formless realm, we could say that they're even all around us, not bearing form. So I'm just trying to dive a little bit deeper on this subject. I'm not really getting very far. I'm trying to relate it in terms of the concentration levels. But we can table this till next time. I don't want to take a lot of time up. I have a chart, not in front of me though. So explain the three realms, desire, form, and formless, and the relationship of the realms in the Buddhist path to enlightenment. Nene, the ngatsu kanga, dukan, zukan, zumekan, drogare, ngatsu zukan, zumekan, drongu, dronai, pentogudue, mugua. So it's not an aim to achieve these form and formless realm existences. And it's actually said in some of the texts that a lot of nirvana has been mistaken for these realms. And a lot of some of the non-Buddhist realizations of nirvana were actually realizations of form or formless realm levels of concentration. So it's just kind of the framework of the different realms within cyclic existence and how they're created. Some are created more by meditation than they are from the other factors, if you will. More potent meditation. Okay, then let me see what we got. Okay, Rinpoche be vaccinated soon. Rinpoche has his first vaccination already. He got it the other day. And then he has signed up for one in another month. But, you know, so we're very, very, very happy. We're trying to figure out how to get myself and Lori vaccinated because, you know, I dialyze Rinpoche every single day, twice a day now, and control all of his diet and control his sugar. And it's a very, very intense balancing act that requires all the months of 24/7 research and understanding of Rinpoche's specific condition to keep going. And I'm not trying to like toot something here, but I'm just trying to give everybody the reality that I need to stay well in order to keep Rinpoche going because you can't just find people who are certified and just have them come and, you know, handle this 24/7 out of nowhere. Yes, Rinpoche has been vaccinated and we're trying hard to all get vaccinated. Thank you. I thought it was pronounced Awam and pertained to either vowels or consonants or method and wisdom. Iwam. Iwam. Awam. Awam.
Ijombo.
Yeah, Rinpoche is back. So let's just move on. Did the person who asked about the mental sense power write Iwam? That might be referring to a Sanskrit term. Thank you. Tibetans often pronounce like Awam. It is the mantra or phrase Rinpoche would know. Om ye dharma hetu prava hentu shan tata gaho eva dat. Oh, I'm so bad at reading this. The evam maha shramaniya svaha. Evam.
You want maha shramaniya svaha?
Yes.
Yeah. Not.
It's a tantric syllable. So yes, Labsang Dunye, thank you very much. Evam.
Alagalondriba.
The kon de chishde ngama David triwa evam. Okay. So yes, it's a mantra phrase. The donda garde evan. So it's saying the cause of this mental consciousness is Ivan. And Ivan, the Wombo Don Drabudu.
Make the Wombo Latin Mejicharo. He's Wombo Latin Mejichar.
So it's saying the Ivan, I see. So in dependence upon the sense power, the mental sense power, the mental consciousness arises. And in dependence upon the I sense power, the I sense arises. That's what we got. Oh, hold on. We got a lot of questions today. That's great. Triwa Mambudu. Okay, what does Buddhism say about the role of music in healing, teaching, Dharma, and prayer? What does Buddhism say? Buddhism says that all things are not truly established and that we have to collect virtue in order to. So there's not a lot of commentary. I mean, if it's an offering of music, then it's virtue. If it's a distracted music, then it's distraction. So Buddhism really doesn't say a lot about a lot. And there isn't a lot of like, Rinpoche, the Sanjay, Shetan, Dan Jalin, the music. The garisumpre, yabudu, yabumindu, pentogudu, chupa yuna. The Ivam tap dan sherup, yomarbe. Ivam tap dan sherup, the triwa.
Yomar tap dan sherup.
Rinpoche is saying, so I'm asking about the method in wisdom. Does Ivam, Rinpoche is saying he's not sure about that. He's saying the method would be the top, Semchen Tamche. So the great compassion and the bodhicitta would be the method. But is that within Ivam in the wisdom? He's saying he's not sure. Music and healing, teaching, Dharma, and prayer. The music, the Shu She, Pentogudue. The Sanjay Sumpare. Chu She Nyamdu. Sanjay Shishina Sumpare. Sumasum. Yeah, right. We're not sure. I'm saying. I said to Rinpoche, is music beneficial in teaching? He said, yeah. I said, did Buddha say that? And he said, I don't know. So really, if it's something that can be used skillfully to help people learn to not grasp at things as being truly established, to help people learn to want to emerge from the lower realms, to help people want to emerge from cyclic existence, to help people want to become Buddhas for the sake of all sentient beings, if any of those things are caused by it, then we would have to say it's good. But if it causes something else, which is cyclic existence, then we might want to take a look at it. So Buddha just said that this is why you suffer. This is suffering. This is why you suffer. You don't have to suffer. This is how you do it. You know, a lot of, and then the details of all of that were filled in. But, you know, you do have stories of Nagarjuna maybe playing a guitar without strings. You have stories of music in the Dharma. A lot of like music playing in the sky and flowers falling when Buddha did good things. So I don't know. Thank you. I thought it was pronounced Ivan. Okay, Melinda. Okay, did the person who asked mental sense power rate Ivan that might be referring? Okay, we did that. Okay, Alessandra, was there any benefit to a temporary grasping at an establishment of understanding of truth in order to have a sanctuary to recover from a previous grasp? The Rinpoche, the Tambo, the Chu Tamche Demba Madrupa Dembe Dendel Yimbe Chir Sanlodan Yakshu Tambo Da Kona the Demba Madrupa. Then Chu Tamche Demba Madrupa. Gari Yakshu Gon Kongi Triwa Kongi Sampa Chishin at Sansa the Chu Dets Zimba Yine the Dama Zimba Pentogudu. I'm really not having a, the reason I'm having a difficulty is I'm trying to relate it to the tenet system. So we see in the tenet systems where they weren't, we didn't see the teaching, the Tambo Sanje, the Chu Tamche, Demba Madrupa Lamason, the Dutta Mawa, Dutta Mawa Je, Sheda Mawa. Then the Sanje Sansan, the Da Yoba, Da Mepa Sansan, the Kalens. Then the Konsu Gari and Pentake, Pen Gari Pent. So the Buddha taught to scope. So the Buddha taught various levels of understanding to different disciples. So the Buddha taught to some that there was a self, some that there was no self, some that there was no self of person, some that there was no self of phenomena, which is the ultimate understanding, is that there's no true self of person and phenomena, that all phenomena are not truly established. But the Buddha realized that everybody couldn't handle necessarily the understanding of the Madhyamika Prasangika initially, right at first, and they might fall into nihilism or wrong view. So he taught them a modified view that was less intrusive to their grasping, so that it could be slowly eaten away at, as opposed to throwing them into nihilism. So the tenet systems show us that the Buddha, through skillful means, taught different views, but ultimately the correct view is the only one that's correct. Wyatt wanted me to say hello. The Adrian Pugo, Tashidale, Adrian Pugo, the Tanda Dagadu, Tashidale, Wyatt.
Yeah. Adrian Pugo, Ale.
Tanda Chiran Dagadu, Tashidale, Sompre.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just told him that Wyatt says hi, and it's hard with Zoom. I keep promising him everyone's behind this lens here. Thank you so much for posing the questions for MJ. Thank you all you do. Many thanks. Oh yeah. I get much more than anyone could, I'm sure, ever imagine out of this relationship. So it's only fitting that all of I've taken from it for all of these years that I would try to give back a little bit. So yeah, but thank you. I appreciate that. I think I got them all, right? Excellent. Easing to my suffering, the question. Thank you for the question. Wyatt wants to say hi.
Toronto Mawaledu.
Mawaledu. You home. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry the music and the question, but it really just falls down to motivation and benefit. And, you know, as they would say, there's a wrench for every nut. So maybe there's, you know, some kind of skillful means that can, if it can get somebody to the point where they want to get out of the lower realms and then want to get out of cyclic existence and then want to become a Buddha, then it's moving in the right direction. And the Buddha used all kinds of skillful means in order to get there, in form, and came in all kinds of different forms. So I'm looking back at some of the stories in the Jataka tales, and what Bodhisattvas did, in order to help. So yeah, if music helps, sure. That word healing is tough though, because the only way you can totally heal is to become a Buddha. The only way to heal are afflictive obstructions, and the obstructions to omniscience is to become a Buddha. Okay. And of course, music of offering. Look at the Tibetan, the trumpets, and all the different tantric rituals. They all have music in them. Fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the central teachings of Venerable Lhasandrapa, to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness, all powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Kensar Wanda, cup holder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, a spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Suji Rinpoche, Gutsi Shabi Denoma. And Rinpoche, the Garshane, so I want to delve into this music, and I just had some kind of thoughts. Garshane, the Nga, the Kandunche, the Dripon Losaling, the Jalin, the Mambo. Mambo yure, the jutsen garre.
Chupa de chupa.
Kanga chupa, jutsen jenda yo maribe.
Yeah, that's your mother.
Okay, so I was asking him, you know, you're in Drepung and all the tantric rituals and everything, you always hear a lot of music and trumpets and horns. And, you know, what is the purpose of that? And Rinpoche said the purpose for it is an offering. It's an offering being made of music. And I asked if there was something else there, and he said, no, it's an offering. Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, say, oh, there's not, you know, why did a lot of the centers also put their prayers to music. And I tell you, when I had to memorize in the monastery, being a musician, you put a little catchy tune to the thing you have to memorize. It's a lot quicker. And that's why you see a lot of it memorized in a kind of a musical fashion. It actually makes it easier to memorize. For whatever that's worth. So anyway, thank you very much. And hopefully everybody will stay healthy, and we'll see you all next week. Hold on, I see some more comments. Hold on one sec. Oh, thank you. All right, take care, everybody. Have a great week. We appreciate all of you.